Today was Bert Nordstrand. Bert's an interesting guy. We had somebody on from Core Retreat a few weeks back. Now, Core Retreat is a residential retreat that teaches a way to live free of obsession with food. It's basically a weight loss center that, you know, kind of reteaches you how to eat properly and healthfully. And I believe that Bert helped start Core Retreat. Bert has also written a book about his struggle with addiction and how he gave up sugar and soda and things like that. Bert is an entrepreneur, and Bert owns a chain of, gas station stores. I'm so sorry. I'm pulling back in there. But he's had, he has a compulsive personality. He had multiple addictions, diet pills, nicotine, overeating, alcohol, and he's going to tell us all about that. But the real reason that I have Bert on the show, and he actually sparked this segment idea. I had somebody on from Core Retreat to talk about their center, to talk about their clinic and the good work that they do there helping people to overcome an overeating addiction. And I asked the PR person that I was chatting with, well, does Bert still sell sugary drinks and sodas and stuff like that in his stores? And she laughed and said, you know, I don't know. I'm going to have to ask him. And Bert heard she either relayed the question or Bert heard the conversation. And he goes, you know what? I want to answer that question. I got to tell Jordana my reasoning about that. And I want to go on the air and talk about it. So, Bert, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're on to talk about your experience with me and answer my question. Welcome to the show, Bert.
Well, hi, Jordana. Thank you very much for having us, and thanks a lot for talking about Core Retreats. Yes, I did found the Core Retreats. Mm-hmm. It's a residential program up in Wayzata, Minnesota, and it really teaches people how to live happy, healthy lives and free of binge foods like sugar. Often is on top of that list.
Now, it's interesting that you chose Core Retreat to help found because you've had experience with multiple addictions, correct?
Yeah, you know what happened with me, and it's a pretty, you know, typical story. I got to about age 40, and I'd given up all the other stuff. I had given up all the other addictions that I had, and I was left with one, and that was food.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my struggle, and that was my journey, and I had to try, and it was 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to figure out how am I going to live this life, gaining and losing this 30, 40 pounds and binging and fasting. And I somehow got into a 12-step program, and I found out that I wasn't alone, and it was a miracle. And mm-hmm. It changed my life, and I wanted to someday give back. First of all, write a book called mm-hmm. Living with the Enemy about that. And
fascinating read, by the way. So
back,
thank you.
Yeah, and then give back to the community with this Core Retreat. And
we're saving
lives, Jordan.
You had the means, because you are a successful entrepreneur. You had the means to help launch something like Core Retreat. Tell us a little bit about your business background and what you do.
Yeah, well, our main business is a chain of convenience food stores, so mainly in Wisconsin. We were actually the originator of self-service. We were self-service before it was even legal in Minnesota.
What are the self-service? What are the chain of stores that you own, or the chain of?
Now we have Holiday in Wisconsin. A lot of the Holiday stores in Wisconsin. And we also have another. We started out with a chain called Auto Stop.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have the big convenience food stores.
I got to tell you, Bert, when we go to the Holiday and my three kids get out of the car, they're pretty excited to get inside of the store because it's like a candy land for them.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. It is something, considering now I know you. Now I know you're the guy who doesn't eat any junk food and who doesn't eat soda, doesn't drink soda, and who doesn't eat a lot of sugar. So tell me why you still sell it.
Well, I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you why I don't sell. But I don't eat any sugar. I haven't eaten sugar for 30 years.
And, wow.
But it's a good question, and I appreciate you asking me. We have over 40 stores. We have over 400 employees, and you know we do a lot of good stuff in the towns that we're in. But like Byerly's or Lund's and all the other convenience stores, we're purveyors of a multitude of sins.
Sure.
We sell sugar, alcohol, snacks, cigarettes, liquor. Some would even say gasoline, wouldn't they?
But all of your addictions. You sell all of your addictions.
There's one small difference about our store, Jordan, and that is when you go in there, you can buy my book, Living with the Enemy. and it's an exploration of addiction and recovery. And, you know, it's also on Amazon, and that, again, is changing lives. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that we can really talk about prohibition, because prohibition, sure, we know, doesn't work, but education does, and that's what we're really working at up at CORE. And
Bert, it was sort of a tongue-in-cheek question anyway. I'm a fan of, you know, free markets. I believe in business and enterprise and free will. Of course, I get to choose if I want the big gulp Slurpee and the giant-sized soda, so I completely get it. I am the last person to judge, and I was not judging. But I was curious to know if, because some people become very fanatical, especially when they go through a process that changes their life the way it's changed yours.
Yeah, you know, I can look at stuff like that, whether it's alcohol or, you know, a beautiful cake at Cafe Latte or whatever, and I can see the beauty in or the design. But I know it's not for me.
Okay.
And that's kind of how I live my life. And I've been able to do that by living one day at a time and really turning my life over to a higher power and working the 12 steps. And also, I get all the benefits, all the side benefits of living a life that's happy, joyous, and free. The Cleveland Clinic came out with a study that said that if it wasn't for obesity or overweight, 70% of their beds would be empty. And it's just an incredible statistic.
Yeah.
And we're teaching people that it's not about willpower. We all have tons of willpower. We can lose the 10 or 20 or even 50 pounds, but the problem is we put it right back on.
Mm-hmm.
And we gotta understand learn the answer, and the answer is getting rid of the obsession of our mind.
Mm-hmm. Bert Nordstrand, I want to remind everybody again, the book is called
Living with the Enemy, available at Amazon.
And again, CORE Retreat is up in Wayzata, and it is an inpatient program for people looking to overcome their obsession with food and overeating. It's a great program, and we are grateful for the contributions that you've made. And thank you for answering my question so honestly, Bert.
Great.
I really appreciate it.
Check us out online, coremn.org.
You got it. Thank you again.
Right.
You have a great night.
Thanks.
Thank you. What a great guy. I love that he wanted to come on and answer my question. I love that. He's responsible. Great guy. Bert Nordstrand, Living with the Enemy, is the book.